On today's show, GM calls for an aggressive national program to sell a lot more electric cars. Tesla reveals some fascinating info about the bleeding edge technology going into its cars. And here's one dealer who thinks it's time for automakers to start leasing used cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. While the Trump administration wants to take away California's legal right to mandate electric cars, General Motors is calling for a national zero-emissions vehicle program based on California's regulations. It said this could result in 7 million EVs on the road by 2030. GM says this would help the U.S. auto industry and drive down the cost of EVs. The proposal sets ZEV requirements each year, starting at 7% in 2021, and then working its way to 25% by 2030. Automakers would receive credits for how many they sell and based on the range of the EVs, and they'd be able to buy or trade those credits as needed. Ford stock shot up 10% yesterday after the company's earnings beat Wall Street estimates, as investors rushed in to buy more shares. But there might be something more in play. Ford is in deep talks with Volkswagen on a massive collaboration project that could save both companies a large fortune. At first, the idea was to collaborate on commercial vehicles. Then that expanded to include collaboration in Europe and South America. Now, in talking with Bloomberg yesterday, Bob Shanks, the CFO of Ford, said that the two companies could share different types of technology, collaborate in various product segments, and do this all over the world. At the beginning of the year, all the analysts and even the car companies expected new car sales to drop in the U.S. market. But the market is defying those predictions. Sales held steady all year long, and now it looks like they're even strengthening. Ward's Auto says October sales will come in at a SAR of 17.5 million and will likely finish the year at 17.2 million. That's higher than last year's 17.1, and it's all thanks to a healthy economy and strong consumer confidence. Tesla dumped a boatload of info about the bleeding-edge tech it's about to put into its cars, and that is coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Hyundai is bringing its small car, the Santro, back to the Indian market. It's built on an all-new platform and powered by a 1.1-liter four-cylinder engine, which can also be converted to run on CNG. It comes standard with a five-speed manual, or for the first time for a Hyundai, its automated manual transmission, which was developed in-house. The Santro also offers smartphone connectivity, touchscreen infotainment, and voice recognition. The base price is only about $5,300. Tesla let out a lot more information about its enhanced autopilot system that uses neural networks running on chips that the company will build in-house. Elon Musk says they'll increase processing capability 1,000%. The system will provide a tenfold increase in frames per second for analyzing camera inputs that will provide a 360-degree view around the car. And yet, it has the same cost, power consumption, and volume as the current system. And it can be retrofitted to any car being built now. Tesla has already validated the software, is currently validating the motherboard, and already started the manufacturing line. You know, that's unique in the auto industry. Automakers just do not make their own chips. Some of the fastest GPUs are made by NVIDIA, but Tesla says NVIDIA chips just are not fast enough. The enhanced autopilot system will also be able to automatically change lanes. At first, the driver will confirm the move by using the turn signal, but later versions will do this on their own. It will also handle forks in the road and very tight exit ramps. And if the cloud determines that the car could hit a passenger that the driver does not see, it'll brake on its own. While other cars do have automated emergency braking, the Tesla system sounds like it can monitor pedestrians and objects anywhere around the car, not just in front of it. Coming up next, would you lease a used car?
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Leasing keeps growing in popularity. It's been a key way to sell more new cars. So why not do the same thing with used cars? George Glassman from the Glassman Automotive Group wants to change that. He is our guest on AutoLine this week, and in the following clip, he discusses why he thinks leasing used vehicles is a great idea.
I'm still disappointed. I would love nothing more than to see an aggressive marketing campaign by all the OEMs on their off-lease vehicles. I don't think there's any question that that is a tremendous opportunity that is not being taken advantage of at all. It just isn't. When we spoke a year ago, I thought that was going to be something that would really, as you said, move the needle. Mm-hmm. And I still believe it would move the needle. Just need to have the OEMs say, okay, we're going to give it a legitimate try and get those cars on the road as a release for another 3 or 4 years. Again, the quality is there, and that gives the consumers an opportunity to, again, keep their payment down. And I think it would just add to fuel to the fire of getting those cars sold in a faster manner and getting them to the consumer in a much quicker fashion.
For a deeper dive into that discussion, you can watch that episode on our website at autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.